Well, good day and welcome again to Bush Talk. I am Damien. Welcome back to our series of radio magazines as today we air the last of our four-part series. Well, I'm guessing by now you are ready to get involved in things environment. For the next 15 minutes, we will hear music and features that will strengthen your resolve about getting involved in managing our forest and environment. Greetings to each and every one of you out there who work hard to build a community of people who will care for and protect our environment. Thank you. Take control of what happens to our environment. We have to work together. Don't wait for government. So stay tuned as we continue our journey. We're looking for love. People saying about the benefits of the forest.
Well, I think about life. I think about life, think about sustainability and God's creation. Who would picture a world without forest? I mean, that would be unthinkable, a world with no life. So I think we benefit tremendously from the forest. We get oxygen, we get life, we get water and everything that we need to sustain us. Never let them
chop us down. Trees, wildlife, water, lumber, oxygen, soil, food, medicine, a whole range of stuff. Never let them, never let them, never let them,
never let them. Let us now listen to our mini series, Bush Melee.
You better tie those things, you know.
Well, well. You're afraid of little dog, Brand. What you want now?
I want to ask you a few questions about a fire incident.
Fire? I look like a fireman to you?
We have someone who is willing to testify that you were at the scene of the fire on the day that it occurred.
Testify? Testify? Testify, you say? Brian, get the hell away from my gate. My sister ain't want you to ever take it up on me, hour.
Keep your sister out of this.
Brian, get the hell away from my gate. No forestry officer can come and tell me any crap about what I do in the forest. I am a taxpayer, and so your employer. So just go smoke a thing and leave me alone, man.
It is an offense for you to set fire in the forest.
Well, I did it. Yes. What are you going to do about it? Eh?
Mr. Reginald, are you aware that I have the authority
Selwyn,
to...
send you here, you know? Boy, if you want a thing to smoke, tell me no, man. Get away from me, man.
You're really a hard man, you know.
You ain't seen nothing yet, eh? I run things, boy. And if you ain't watch yourself, you get them burned too.
No, that is enough. You have admitted to committing a crime. That crime has endangered life and property. Therefore, I will be pressing charges against you, and you can come with me, or I will get the police to come for you.
What?
I'm so glad to see so many people here today.
You're all right, you know, no span. I think I needed a break. Sorry about Reginald and Brian.
In this world, girl, what you sow is what you reap. It is time people start understanding there are laws protecting the forest and the other protected areas.
Well, I like that. It was time somebody stand up to Papa Show.
Selwyn, I hope you find this caravan useful.
How you mean? I find a lot of information already about the rivers and forests. Honestly, a lot of the things Brian say only now beginning to make sense.
Speaking of Brian, my hero.
Well, Pat, it seemed like you've all your efforts paid off.
Nice to see you too, Brian.
You're looking good, man, Brian. Pat, he ain't looking good.
But boy, I hear is you bring the police for Reginald.
I hope you all lock the jail and throw away the key. Sorry, Pat. I know he's your brother, but that man is the devil.
And kill my poopsie, you know.
It's okay, Selwyn. Princess just had 6 pups. You could get 1.
Oh, yeah? I really appreciate that. I also wanted to say sorry, you know. Because I'm not sure if it's my man who hold that.
I know you're only taking what you need to tweet from the forest, so it's okay.
But it ain't gonna happen again, eh? Trust me.
I don't know how I'm going to take these puppies away from the children. Princess even confused because the children looking after her puppies even more than her.
6 puppies, 6 children, almost the mark of the beast.
But you forget 6 men too.
You guys are unbelievable.
These kind of things really do help. I think people need to understand that they must get involved in managing their environment.
Exactly. People do not understand that care of the environment is their responsibility.
People only care when they hear that the water company say how the water level low because of destruction in the catchment.
And they don't understand how the forests and the parks contribute to our economy. Tour guides, jewelry.
No, don't advertise my business too much. Next thing, they all want to compete with me. I can't handle that.
Girl, there is space for all of us. If only we manage it right.
Brian was played by Martin Quashie.
Selwyn was played by Pedro Brown.
Pat was played by Charlene Rodriguez.
Tarzo was played by Karen Brown.
Reginald was played by Skilachi Cupid.
The shopkeeper was played by Kevin Rodriguez.
Mavis was played by Lavon Phillips.
Listen to me.
Wow, serves him right. Mr. Poppy Show got what was coming to him. Don't play with our forestry boys. Big up to all our law enforcers. Celeste Jariandi from the Caribbean Natural Resources Institute, Canary, talks to us about the value of participatory management of our forest. In other words, why is it important for us to do this together?
Forest management is something that everyone can be involved in, from the smallest child to the oldest person, because essentially the forest is a gift to everyone. Even if you don't live close to a forest, you can take part in effective forest management, in the use of what comes out of the forest, like for instance the non-wood products, the beads, the jewelry, and so on that is made from forest materials, even in terms of the wildlife. Everyone knows what wildlife is threatened, because sufficient has been done on the ground to let people be aware of the threatened animals, the animals that need to be protected. And yet some people will still go and purchase wild meat and so on outside of the season. So even if you don't live in the forest, I think there's a certain level of awareness which is there, and therefore everyone could participate in effective forest management by doing the right thing. I think those agencies that are doing tremendous work, those are the traditional agencies like the forest managers and so on. People can take part in the work that they are doing through participatory forest management. And when I say that, they have many public education drives that take place in the schools. The teachers can also gain information from that, so that the information that they then pass on to the children is not something out there or something from a textbook, but practical local examples. Additionally, you would have persons who are engaged at the community level in doing good work. It doesn't have to remain just good work by the community. They should perhaps promote what they are doing and encourage others to be part of the fold. Not necessarily to gain membership in the organization, which is also going to be good, but also whenever the various activities are taking place, to encourage people to participate, to invite them. And of course, a little goes a long way. So the simple PSAs and so on that are put out, I think that perhaps corporate citizens should also realize that sometimes the funding only goes so far, and that is an opportunity for corporate St. Vincent, corporate Trinidad, corporate Grenada, any of these countries. That is an opportunity for corporate Caribbean to be able to put good money out to do good work as well.
That was Celeste Chariandi of Canary. Caribbean Youth Environmental Network's Josiah Coffey shares with us his ideas.
Well, in our country, St. Vincent, I don't think that they play a very effective role, a participation in effective forest management. As youths, especially, we don't see it as interesting to take care of in our environment or to take care of our forests. What I think we should do is try to have a different approach to environmental management, to forest management, so that youth can come on board and they could actually, you know, see the importance of the environment. You need to do something else different.
Thank you, Mr. Coffey. Would you believe our time is up? Folks, we need to get involved. Don't wait for government. This is our land. Participate when called upon. Let's do something today. Call forestry. Call national parks. Get involved. After all, it is our responsibility. As this is our final episode, I would like to say thank you to all of you who made this possible, especially to NBC Radio. Get involved, be good, and Godspeed.